This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Richard Allen, innocent or guilty, one shouldn't be treated this way. One shouldn't have to go through this kind of, you know, torture, basically, of being locked up the way that he is. There's just so many elements to this that just point to corruption in Delphi, and it's all out there in the open. And there's not a lot of recourse really to tamper any of it down. It's just gonna, it's like the speeding train that's just gonna go where it's gonna go until it finally goes off the rails or comes to its stop.
Yeah, I for real though, like, you know, and it's like that feeling of like helplessness in this country, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
with the Constitution in place firmly should be upsetting to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've said it on your show many times. I mean, Abby and Libby only get justice if he's the right guy.
Exactly.
And if he gets a fair trial. Yeah. You know, I mean, if he is the right guy and they have all the evidence and they have to sit through a trial and they screwed up this Sixth Amendment thing and the families have to sit through a second trial for what all intents and purposes would be a foregone conclusion is a nightmare for the family.
Yeah.
And if it's the wrong guy and it's not the correct person or persons, it's not only a nightmare for the families because they put all their trust in law enforcement and the prosecution when they've said, this is the guy, we're confident of it. Mm-hmm. And knowing that they knew all this stuff the defense is talking about, like, that's the thing about this case. Mm-hmm. Like this case, you've got the Saudi thing out there. Some other dude did it defense. And we know who they are. And we know that there were other cops that were investigating these guys for months after the Unified Command, who was the little task force they put together that was really investigating. When they abandoned that 3 weeks in, that whole Odinism or these guys being involved, and they're like, nah, we're not buying it. Sounds crazy. You know, it's like when the family, like, I mean, the family's hearing the same thing that we are. You know what I mean? And the family, they have their own minds.
Yeah.
So when they've got the prosecution and law enforcement saying, this is the guy, this is the guy, this is the guy.
Yeah.
But they're hearing this other stuff and they're hearing everything else that's going around in the community. I mean, it's a very small community. Mm-hmm. You know, they can't be feeling good now, like about what is going on procedurally or from the investigation side of it. I just can't imagine that they're feeling super confident that they've got the right guy in there, you know? So yeah, man, it's not a good look. That's for certain. I mean, I'm frankly doing everything I can from the sidelines here as a former defense counsel and a member of the defense bar. You know, I've offered support in many different ways to Kara, who's been handling the, you know, because I'm not even talking about the innocence or guilt part of this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even there mentally.
Just
I don't know what they have. Right. I mean, I'm just talking procedurally. Like, this is screwed up.
Yeah.
It's just not how the system's built to work. And, you know, the judge has gone off the rails with this one. And that's just my personal opinion. You know, I mean, from the sidelines, and it's scary. I mean, I always just think of it, try to put yourself in somebody else's shoes and imagine, God forbid, that, you know, the cops knocked on your door, said, hey, Tony, you know what, man, we are arresting you for the murder of some little girl that lives down the block because we saw your car driving by six times like that day. And, you know, we think we have enough evidence and we're throwing you in prison and we're going to, and then you get some lawyers on and they're working really hard. And then the judge says, you know what? I'm not going to allow those guys to be your lawyer anymore. I'm going to pick a couple lawyers for you. I mean, dude, that prospect of that is just terrifying.
It is.
You know, I mean, and if it turns out that this dude is legitimately innocent, people are going to have to really take a long look in the mirror at like the system. And like how this thing went down and how scary that is. Because if it can happen to him, if he is in fact innocent, it can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
This guy had no background, family man, put his daughter through college, never had been arrested for anything, no proof of him being a creep of any kind. Like there's just there's nothing about this guy that fits other than that he offered, you know, volunteered the information that he was at the bridge. He put himself there.
Yeah.
People are like, oh yeah, he's trying to get ahead of it. I don't think so.
No.
I've never heard of murderers putting themselves at the crime scene, like voluntarily, not during an interrogation.
Yeah.
Guys cave during interrogations all the time. This isn't that. It's different.
No.
So I don't know, man. Yeah, the case is like a total rabbit
Another hole total train wreck to look on, and we'll have to see what happens next.
Yeah,
the
for
drama
sure.
drama continues.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advance access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.